My name is LaShonda Smith, and I am the host for the First Year Business Podcast. I created this podcast so it can be used as a tool to help guide you through your first year in business. I will talk about the struggles, the tips, the do's, the don'ts, the highs, and the lows. You name it. So, grab a glass of wine, get relaxed, maybe get a pen and paper so you can take notes, and I hope you enjoy today's show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 5 of the First Year Business Podcast. My name is LaShonda Smith, aka the First Year Business Coach, and I am your host today. If you have not noticed, I am a little chiller than normal today, and I'm going to explain that. I had to do something a little differently today because I did not like my podcast episode from episode 4. And I want to kind of talk about that a little bit, but I will go ahead and let you know what we're going to be talking about today. Today, we're going to be talking about the top 5 things that I'm looking forward to in my business journey for 2022. But before we dive into that, I do want to just be a little transparent at the beginning of this podcast because I ain't gonna say I was in my feelings, but I wasn't feeling. I don't know what it was. Yesterday was my batch record day for my podcast episodes. For those that do not know, I batch record my episodes for the most part, where I'm recording more than one episode in a day. This way I have content coming out. I don't have to worry about, you know, doing my podcast episode and then hurrying up and trying to get it uploaded by Monday. Like, I'm really trying to make sure that I'm at least a couple weeks ahead of schedule. And I like that so far, but yesterday was supposed to be my batch recording day and I kept stuttering. I don't know why I kept stuttering. I don't know what the issue was. I said, and if you already listened to it, you let me know if you noticed it. If you are over on YouTube, for those that don't know, you can watch this over on YouTube at the First Year Business Podcast channel. But I even said in the podcast, like, what is going on? Like, I can't get my words out. Like, I'm just stuttering. Like, things aren't coming out. And I'm at a place right now where I'm working on so many different things where I don't want to have to edit that stuff out. So I try to do what I need to do the first time around so that I don't have to feel bad about me not editing. And I didn't edit it. I didn't. And now I did take out the very last part that was just like, okay, this is a little too much. But other than that, I just left it in there, but it's not my best. It was not my best episode, and it wasn't one that I'm proud of. And if you haven't listened to episode 4, I mean, you can, you know, it has good information in it, but I'm bringing this up to you guys because, for one, and this is not what this podcast episode is going to be about. I'm almost tempted to, like, do a podcast episode just on, like, keep going, even if you're messing up, like, just, you know, reset and keep going, but I digress. I'm bringing this up because I want you guys to understand that I mess up too. I make mistakes too. I do different things too, and it happens. It does. And one thing for me with batch recording, I realized yesterday I was supposed to create a lot of content, and I was like, obviously I'm not on my game, and if I'm not on my game, then don't record no more content today. Like, don't just be butchering the rest of your day with content when you're obviously something's not clicking. So today is a little more chill because I even scrapped the episode that I was planning on doing today. And I did one that I feel in my heart that I would like to do, which is going to be easier for me to talk about because it's not like so many bullet points. I do still have my bullet points, and if anyone is ever curious of why I'm looking right here, it's because my screen is right here with, like, all of my stuff. But I wanted it to be a more chill podcast where it could just flow. So that's enough of that. I want to talk about the top 5 things that I look forward to in my business journey for 2022. So you guys are my real fam. You guys are my real fans. If you are over on my podcast, Like, you really rock with me, and I appreciate you guys. So I don't mind letting you guys into what is coming that I may not have talked about on my other platforms. So one of the things that is coming down the pipe that I'm working on is a YouTube channel. I am super duper 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 excited about my YouTube channel. Like, I'm just letting you know right now, okay? I am so excited because I'm approaching YouTube differently this time. I've had at least 4 YouTube channels. I have had at least 4 YouTube channels, for real, with actual videos and everything on it. And for some reason, I just couldn't stick to it. And I think it's because I was doing so many different things at one time, and I just didn't stay committed to it. But one thing that I did do this year, or a decision that I made this year, was that I am going to podcast for at least 1 year, no matter what, no matter if it does good, if it does bad. Like, that is one commitment that I have made with myself that I'm going to do, because I really feel like podcasting is going to be my thing. But YouTube, I feel like YouTube is constantly calling me. I'm like a big fan of YouTube. I watch YouTube videos every single day. I have certain YouTubers that I love to look at every day. And I don't know, like, I've always had this, I don't want to say bond, because it's not like YouTube is a person, but like, I've always had this special bond, for lack of a better word, with YouTube. And something just constantly is drawing me back to the platform to create. And recently, I was creating video content for Instagram, and Instagram has not been my friend. Like, I've had tons of issues, and I decided to start a YouTube channel because I get tons of the same type of questions on how to create a website. How did you do your website? That's super cool. And I used to edit websites, and I don't want to edit other people's websites no more. But I don't want to leave these people out here in these streets not knowing how to do it. And so I'm like, okay, what is a way that I can give them what they need without necessarily having to sell a class, without necessarily having to sell a course? And I'm going to get into that and a couple other things that I look forward to in the 2022 year. But I kept trying to figure out, like, how can I bring this information to them in YouTube? YouTube, YouTube, YouTube. That's what it is. And so I made that decision. I was like, okay, I'm going to create a YouTube channel, but this time I want to do it the right way. Like, I don't want to half step. I don't want to just not be committed to it. Like, YouTube will also be one thing that I will give 100% a year. Like, because every other time I've gone for maybe a couple of months and I would stop. And the reason I know why I stopped, because for one, I had a vlog channel. I didn't like vlogging. I liked the idea of vlogging, but I didn't like vlogging. I didn't like it. It was so much editing after the fact. It didn't make it fun. And then it wasn't even just that. Like, with certain times, like if I had something going on that I wanted to kind of show, then that was kind of fun. But if I'm being quite frank with you guys, I'm at the house like 95% of the time. I'm here 95% of the time. And I'm like, there's really not too much for me to vlog. So because of that, it kind of became redundant. And so that channel kind of flopped because I just, you know, I was like, eh. And then another reason why I stopped vlogging is because I was following another vlogger, and she has so much drama on her channel. She has so much drama, and people just be all up in her life. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want people all up in my business like that, telling me how to raise my kids, telling me what coffee I need to be drinking in the morning. And I'm a horrible person. If I don't want nobody doing all of that. Like, some stuff I want to keep personal, you know? So that was a scrap. And then I had an Empowerment Corner channel where I was basically just giving motivation, and it was random stuff, honestly. It was random stuff. Like, I just talked about random stuff, business stuff, personal stuff. And I kind of grew out of the Empowerment Corner brand that I was creating, and I just kind of let that one flop. And you see the, like, long story short, I just didn't stay committed to my YouTube channels. That's what I'm trying to say. And so in 2022, I'm very interested to see if I really give this 100% of my attention and 100% of my experience and expertise, like, what will happen? Because I feel like I know how to grow a YouTube channel. I feel like I know how, but I won't know for sure until I try it. And it's almost like a whole new environment now versus like 4 or 5, 6 years ago when I started my first channel. Some of the stuff that worked back then, it ain't gonna work now. So I'm having to find other creative ways to create, you know, videos for my new YouTube channel, which I'm already in the process of doing that. So I'm really hoping for 2022 that my YouTube channel takes off. The goal is for me to launch my YouTube channel in January, but it may come sooner. I'll be able to launch it as soon as I have 10 videos up. So the sooner I can get 10 videos up, the sooner my YouTube channel will be launched, which is another great reason why I am batch recording my podcast episodes. So this way I won't have to worry about, oh, I need to record a podcast episode. Once my podcast episodes are great and good to go, then I will start focusing on my YouTube channel. So for the month of, because this is November 10th now, the day that I'm recording this. So by the end of this week, I should have all of my podcast episodes recorded and ready to go for the rest of the year. The rest of the year, my podcast should be good. And after that, then I'm going to start focusing on YouTube content. I was so excited. Okay. I'm so excited. So there's that. The second thing that I'm looking forward to is, of course, my podcast experience. Like, I'm loving creating podcast episodes. And despite what happened yesterday was like the first day where I was like, ooh, this is kind of rough today. But I absolutely love talking to you guys and recording podcast episodes. So I'm really interested to see what's going to happen for me, for my business, for my life, because I started this podcast episode and I'm actually committing to it for at least 1 year. I want to stop trying to do what everybody else is telling me I should be doing and do what I feel is best for me, because different types of content is great for different types of people. And as of right now, TikToks and Reels and now YouTube Shorts are very popular. Like, they are very popular. Everybody's loving them. I don't really like them like that. And when I first got on TikTok, I'm not going to lie, it was different. It was new. It was exciting. And so I was enjoying creating my little TikTok skits. And me and my boyfriend actually went viral on TikTok and one of our videos hit 1.3 million views. And it kind of boosted my personal channel up to, like, I think it said like 35,000 followers or something like that. And while that was great, TikTok for me is really like for fun. Like, I don't want to have to do it when I don't want to do it, when I don't feel creative at that moment. Versus with podcasting, I can talk. If you hear my phone conversations, like, me and my friends can go for hours. I have to be careful when I call my friends and when I answer the phone call for my friends, because I know it's going to be an hour, 2 hour conversation. So even with my boyfriend, me and him can go for hours. So I feel like I have a lot to talk about that would be great for a podcast. And I feel that it's going to really allow me to meet other business owners, because I do want to have people come on and be interviewed on the podcast. So I just feel like it's going to be a really good opportunity for my business experience, because it is a part of the podcast. The podcast is a part of my business, as well as the YouTube channel. And so they're going to kind of go together. And because of that, I feel that when I start doing like guest speakers and things like that, I'm going to really start building these relationships through this podcast. And not only from the people that come on the podcast, but also people that are listening. Like if you're listening and you start listening to me on each episode, I feel like we start building a relationship with each other and you start to get to know me a little bit more. And, you know, you get this sense of connection, even though we've never met. And I really love that dynamic versus creating a 15-second TikTok. Like, I like the more intimate, we're talking, we're having a conversation setting. I like that a lot more versus the fast content. Because those pieces of content take just as long to create. Don't get me wrong. Like, it takes a good amount of time to get a quality TikTok or Reel or YouTube Shorts. It takes a good little minute. So that's the second thing that I'm looking forward to in my 2022 business journey. The third thing is group coaching. I cannot tell you how excited I am to be offering group coaching in 2022. So right now, the first year business coach brand, like that brand that I've just created, is less than 2 months old. It's brand new. You know, I haven't really done a lot of promotion on it. Like as of today, I have like 70 followers. No, I have 80 followers on Instagram. And I'm just being transparent with you guys. And the reason why is because when I blow up, I want you to be able to listen to this podcast and be like, dang, I remember when she had 80 followers. So that's why I'm being transparent with you guys. But yeah, I can't wait to introduce group coaching because when I had my previous coaching business just under my name, although I did like working with some clients one-on-one, I just didn't feel like that was my thing. Like I much rather have a group setting, a group environment where it's 4 or 5 people, maybe even 10 people, and we're talking about business, we're working on our business. Like that intrigues me a lot more than doing one-on-ones. Because for one, one-on-ones, yeah, you get to be a little more intimate and like going into detail with this person, but you're focusing so much of your energy on that one person and that one person's business. And I didn't like doing that. Like I didn't like having to research this person's business and everything that goes with their business. And then you only have one person that you are able to try to help get a transformation. I don't know. Like everybody's preference is different. I like working in a group environment because it's more so of a networking opportunity as well. You all get to chat with each other. You get to relationship build with each other. It's not just you and that person. You know, this person over here may be able to contribute to the group as well, like just throwing ideas off of each other. I love more of a community atmosphere that makes me feel the most comfortable. And before COVID, I was about to start doing in-person classes. I had signed up for the spot where I was going to be doing the classes. I had paid for everything. I launched my first promotion for it and everything shut down like literally the same week. Like it shut down like 3 or 4 days later. And I was so devastated because I knew based on how everything was going that it was going to be a while before things got back to any type of normalcy. And now I'm like, okay, how can I pivot in a different way? And group coaching, I feel, is going to not only help so many women, so many people that are starting their business, it's going to allow me to help more than one person at a time. It's going to allow me to really hone in on my craft and enjoy doing what I'm doing. Like I feel like I will really enjoy doing group coaching, and it's going to be a journey for me next year because that is going to be the primary business model for the first year business coach brand. Like my signature offers are going to be my group coaching programs. It's not going to be my one-on-one. So that's the next thing that I'm really, really looking forward to in 2022. The next thing is selling my planners, y'all. If you're watching a YouTube video or if you're watching a YouTube video version of this, you can see in the background, I have all of my planners like just sitting here decorated for aesthetic purposes is just to keep reminding everyone, like, hey, I got some planners, okay? My other business is Brand Planners. So the First Year Business Coach and Brand Planners kind of go together. The Brand Planners is like the information inside of my planners that's going to be taught from the First Year Business Coach brand. But also, this is the first physical product-based business that I've ever had. Any type of business I've ever had, I was always either providing a service or, well, I can't say that because I did have a cupcake business, but I wasn't like shipping. Like, I feel like that was still kind of different because it was a food-based business. And I don't know. This is the first business where you have a tangible product that you could touch, that you can hold on to, that you can ship. And it is a learning curve. I'm not going to lie, it's been an experience this year. And in another episode, I'm going to talk about some of the mistakes that I made with this business. But I can't wait to be able to sell my planners next year. Obviously, I've been selling them this year too, but it hasn't really gone at the pace that I would have liked for it to go. So I want to know, like, what is this going to look like once I start really building my momentum? And now I'm getting 25 planner sales a day and 50 planner sales a day. Like, I really want to be able to experience that in 2022 once things just kind of kick off. Because things are kind of being like one planner here, one planner there, you know, a planner here, a planner there. It's not really consistent yet. But in my defense, you know, it's a brand new business. So, you know, there's that. But I have other planners I plan on creating. Like, by the end of this year, I should have a podcast planner. And I'm not going to plug too much, but I am going to be creating a podcast planner because I want a podcast planner for me to write my podcast episodes in and be able to keep track. But mostly, I have a list of just planner ideas that I haven't even touched yet because I wanted to get used to the nature of the business before I just started being out here creating these planners. So that's another thing that I'm really looking forward to. I want Brand Planners to be the go-to place for business owners looking to get, you know, good in their business, get organized in their business, get their business together, learn about what they need to do in their business. Like, I want Brand Planners to be the go-to business for that. So the last thing that I'm looking forward to, and I put this last for a reason because normally this would be first, but because of my mindset at this point, I put this last. So I look forward to hitting my revenue goals. And I put it last because it's almost like a no-brainer. Like, you know, you look forward to hitting your desired goals. But for me, I'm learning to enjoy the experience of running a business versus always being revenue goal generated, if that makes sense. So, or motivated. I've always had revenue goals, and I think because I focus so much on trying to hit those goals, it doesn't allow me to focus on creating the proper foundation that I need to create within my business. And so as a result, I'm like bootstrapping, trying to figure it out as I go. And I didn't create a solid foundation in order for me to consistently hit that goal. And so for me, I look forward to hitting my revenue goals next year because I feel like I'm in another place mentally where with consistency, I'm really going to get results. I know I have a clear path. I have a clear focus. And obviously in business, your path is never going to go exactly the way you think it's going to go. There's going to be pivots. There's going to be changes. There's going to be all types of different things that you're not aware of. But I really feel like 2022 is going to bring me success. I can feel it. I feel that I am just at the beginning stages of this journey. And that's why I've made a decision to commit. That has been the biggest issue for me, is to commit to something that I wanted to do. And because of that, I'm making that decision to commit. I'm like, okay, if you commit 100% to this for at least a year, not until you start making money, and for a year. Commit to it for a year. Give it a fair chance to take off. Give it a fair chance. You can't do something for 2-3 months and be like, oh, it's not bringing me my revenue goals. Let me try something else. Because then what I've experienced is I'm constantly starting over. I'm constantly trying something different. I'm constantly trying to do something new. And every time you start over, you're at zero. And you have to build momentum from that zero. And that takes time. And so just thinking about going back to my YouTube channel, if I had just stuck it out, I would be monetized by now. I wouldn't be like, oh, I need to start a new YouTube channel. Like, I would be monetized by now, and I would have had a fan base by now, and I would have been in a completely different place, but I didn't stick to it. And so I feel like because I'm making the decision to stick to what I say I'm going to do for at least a year, if I make a decision to do something or add something new to my plate, I have to commit to it for a year. And I'm thinking I need to have a limitation on the amount of things that I can decide to commit to, because I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to do this too for a year. I know myself. But I think I'm going to hit my revenue goals next year. I'm not even going to speak what my revenue goals is this time, because I feel like even that puts pressure on me. It puts pressure on me wanting to hit my goals soon. So I just want to enjoy the journey, and I believe that next year with my podcast, with my YouTube channel, with my group coaching, with my planners, I feel that I'm going to hit my revenue goals if I stay on the path that I'm on. So those are the five things. So I review real quick the YouTube channel, the things that I look forward to in my business journey for 2022, the YouTube channel experience, my podcast experience, group coaching, selling my planners, and hitting my revenue goals, y'all. So let me know in the comment section, what are the five things? Well, you don't even have to put the five things. What are the things that you are looking forward to the most in your business journey for 2022? Like, what do you feel like you're going to experience next year? What do you think is going to come for you next year? Let me know if you're launching anything new. What do you think that's going to do? Like, how do you think that's going to bring success to your business next year? Let me know in the comment section. I hope you really enjoyed this podcast episode. This podcast episode for me personally feels so much better than it did yesterday. So I hope you enjoyed it the way I enjoyed it, because I enjoyed talking to you guys today. Like, I feel like we just sitting here. All I'm missing is my little cappuccino, and I would be good to go. But until next time, guys, bye.